welcome to a special short podcast series to announce the mentors for this year's Build Academy Summit. So without further ado, let's learn about this episode's mentor.
Luis, thank you for being here today with us as one of the mentors who will be leading the workshop Introduction to Parametric Design with Grasshopper 3D in the upcoming Build Academy Summit in Valencia. I would like to use the chance to introduce you to our listeners, but especially to the participants of the event. Before we start, though, I kindly would ask you to introduce yourself briefly.
Sure. Thanks for inviting me. My name is Luis Fraguada. I'm a developer at McNeil Europe with an expertise in AEC applications. I'm based in Barcelona, Spain.
Okay. Thanks for having a shared your time with us and being on this podcast today. What research and development projects are you currently working on? And especially, in which country, I suppose, Spain then?
Yeah, so I actually work on our third-party developer tools, like a Rhino 3DM library, which allows developers to read, write, and create Rhino geometry and files outside of Rhino. I also work in a project we call Rhino Compute, which allows developers to create applications leveraging Rhino as a remote geometry calculator. And I also work on EU-funded research projects in McNeil Research. And we currently have two ongoing projects. One is Mind Spaces, which is about art-driven design. And another one is called Ecolopes, which is a project to develop a methodology for designing ecological building envelopes. And in these projects, I'm typically developing solutions on top of Rhino, which could be, you know, Rhino or Grasshopper plugins or web applications using Rhino Compute.
Wow, interesting. It seems like you are a super busy man. Therefore, especially thank you from the whole team for being a part of the Build Academy in Valencia. In a nutshell, what's parametric design for you? Especially if we'd like to extend it and try to explain us how you would see the role of parametric design in the architectural design practice.
Yeah, it's, you know, like as you ask, in a nutshell, it's a little tough to wrap it up in a nutshell, but I'll do my best. I think parametric design is the conscious act of designing the relationships which govern design consequences. I define it in this way because all design is a result of negotiating the reality of a project. No, so to that extent, all architecture is a consequence of parametric relationships. Consciously addressing the negotiation through the design of relationships can result in informed designs that can be objectively evaluated against other design options.
Okay, wow. What a great definition. Thanks. And now coming back to your practical work, how do you use this parametrical design in your daily professional life? Is it theoretical or are you still using software tools and practicing it in some way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I help designers all the time in my work at McNeil. In many cases, they have well-established and tested design methodologies that include rule-based relationships and, you know, ways that they can evaluate different options. You know, this is already things that they've experienced through multiple projects that have been, you know, built and completed already. And in many cases, they wanted to convert this tacit knowledge into a computational system. It's not a trivial task, but there are some very interesting systems being developed at the moment. And you know, in projects like Ecolopes, we're very fortunate to be working with computational biologists that are attempting to develop tools to describe the behavior of plants and animals in response to architectural interventions. So we're able to use these behavioral models to build parametric relationships with building envelopes and then apply generative systems to optimize both the behavioral models and the building envelopes to the mutual benefit of all the living organisms implied in the intervention. Or at least that's the promise of the project.
Sounds great. And I do hear and learn now that you are for sure using the parametrical design, not only for geometry interventions, but mainly for extending the use of the model itself with all of these technical possibilities that you do have using a parametrical design-based model. So it will be interesting to hear more about that in our upcoming workshop. But before that, I would like to sum up this brief introduction asking you for your personal opinion on the future of parametrical design. Is it going to be different in a couple of years or developing?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned before, all design, at least in my opinion, all design is a result of these parametric relationships and the consequences of them. I think in the future, there's just going to be more tools, and they're going to be easier to use tools to help designers actively engage with these parametric relationships and understand, you know, how parameters eventually influence the designs and the interventions that they're planning. I think we see the sort of development of tools that make all of these things much easier. Since I'm coming from development, I see a lot of tools that are so-called no-code tools. So tools that any person on a project could potentially use, but somehow leveraging logic and computation. So I think, you know, we're just going to see tools that are easier to use, but no less powerful than if you were going to, you know, be coding them yourself or building them up yourself.
Okay. Coming back to the Build Academy, what will you be covering at the event workshops, if you can give us a brief preview?
Sure. Well, yeah, we're going to look at the visual programming environment that's included in Rhino. It's called Grasshopper. We'll take participants through the basic of using Grasshopper, and we'll show them how to begin creating parametric models. And we're also going to touch on how to go further, you know, finding resources to you know, continue learning this. And we're also going to be showing examples of projects that have been created with Grasshopper and through, you know, a parametric design methodology. And, you know, finally, we're also going to discuss some of the other tools that we're developing at McNeil that I think could be of interest to the participants. And these are already tools that other, you know, big and small architecture offices are already using to create their own solutions.
That's really interesting. I'm looking forward for it. To close up the brief talk, can you briefly sum up the main outcomes and takeaways for the participants of the workshop?
Yeah, I mean, we want participants to start getting comfortable with Grasshopper and see how it can be used to sketch out basic parametric models, and also see, you know, how these tools can start to generate various design solutions, you know, solutions that you can start to compare against each other. We also want participants to understand that, you know, it's a process to learn these things. So while we're going to show you how to get started and even go a little bit further, we want to give you, you know, kind of a vision of how the tools are already being used and what you can already do with this. And I think, you know, hopefully they'll get the wheels spinning in people's heads to start to try to convert the logics that they use in their daily practice into something that can be something shared, so a logic that can share either throughout the office or, you know, with other, you know, collaborators.
Luis, thank you so much. It sounds really promising. I'm looking forward for the event and also to meet you in person soon in Valencia. In the meantime, stay healthy. We will keep finalizing on the program and the event itself. And yeah, we'll stay in touch. Thanks for everything.
Sounds good, Daniel. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Luis. Ciao.